Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey guys, just Josh at the top of the episode to thank you for, one, listening to this, and to thank everyone who came out to Sydney last Sunday for the show. This is the show. It's a really great show. Everyone was in very, very good form. There's a little mic issue with Will's mic in certain parts and my mic in certain parts as well, but it's fine. Like it's only like one or two bits and it happens for like a second, so you'll be fine. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. Massive thanks to the people who run the Cafe Lounge up in Sydney. You guys were so great to deal with. Really great. So if you're in Sydney, they've got their big birthday special coming up this week, I think. So make sure you head along to that because, you know, it's a great room and those guys deserve your support. So I am coming back up to Sydney. So November 8th, if you're in Sydney, I've got another show on sale. Now, this one's a bit different. So it is a live podcast, but it's Planet Broadcasting are doing a whole month of shows up there. I think there's like 5 or 6 weeks in a row. And I'm on November 8th. So if you want to come along, come and see me and the guys from Hey Fam. Very, very funny podcast. They're on first and then I'll close. And then Levens, who's in Hey Fam and a really cool guy and good DJ, he's going to be DJing afterwards as well. So stick around, have a drink and kind of meet the crew who I'll have on as well, which will be fun. So for tickets, go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. All the tickets are there. And you even can get, if you go there, I'll put up a little code, like a promo code, so you get 15% off as well, which will be cool. Awesome. I think that's all I need to say at the top of the show. Oh, Tiff, if you, this is the first time meeting or hearing about Tiff Stevenson and you are in Sydney, go and see a show on the 14th at the Comedy Store in Sydney. Like Will says at the end of this show, she is one of the best comics in the world. So go and see her at the top of a game, do pretty much a best of, which is going to be awesome. I think that's all I need to say. Thanks for listening. Follow me on the socials at Mr. Josh Earl on Twitter or Josh Earl Comedian on Facebook. Massive thanks to everyone who's been putting iTunes reviews up as well. That is awesome. And for those asking me about when are the pilots going to be up on YouTube, very, very soon. Very soon. Watch this space. They're looking very good. It's going to be good. Anyway, that's all for me. Enjoy the show live from the Cafe Lounge in Sydney.
Why, hello, Sydney. Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? The podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. I've just put the wrong thing in my laptop, and here we go. Yay! Hello, my name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, I've been receiving a whole bunch of Facebook messages from people saying that I was amazing at the International Podcast Summit and changed their way on how they built their email list. Wasn't me, guys. That was not me. That's another Josh Earl who does a podcast. If only he taught you how to find the right Josh Earl. Anyway, for those who have never been or never seen or heard the podcast before, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet our guest now. Our first guest is a man who shares his name with a defensive tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, a freshly traded NBA basketballer, and the founder of Justin Hamilton Solutions in New York. Please welcome, it's Justin Hamilton! Hey, Hamilton.
Am I allowed to tell a story off the back of that?
Yeah, that's why.
So I'm a big NBA fan, and I was watching the draft one day, and I saw Justin Hamilton get drafted by the Miami Heat, and I'm so in my own head, I had a moment of thinking, fuck, shit has turned out all right. And then I started going through all the people I'd ring. You know, I'd ring my manager, fuck you, I'm in the NBA. Ring my friends, fuck you, I'm in the NBA. And then I saw visions of me getting over there in my uniform and then meeting the real one and thinking, well, I hope I can clean the courts.
Have you kept track of his career?
Yeah.
Do you know where he is now?
He was in New Jersey last, wasn't he?
He got traded from New Jersey to Toronto.
Right.
For one day. They got him and they waived his contract, said, nah, we don't want you anymore.
Right.
So they pretty much just traded him for nothing. They could have just got some, like, electrical tape. I don't know why they went.
Right.
And now he plays for the Beijing Ducks.
Right. I loved everything about that sentence.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with the head of the international HR for Telstra, an American defence research analyst, and a Sydney communications and content manager. Please welcome Becky Lucas, everyone! Hey, Becky.
G'day, 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 g'day.
Did you know about any of those?
No, there's a woman who's a Christian singer who has my name. Did you mention her or no?
Not, I didn't mention her. These are all Rebecca Lucases.
Oh, okay.
Are you a Rebecca?
No, I no. No. That's two very different names. Rebecca is when I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Becky is when I'm being a fun, you know.
But on your birth certificate, is it Rebecca?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So it is your name. Great. Yeah. I was right.
If you want to get into the semantics but I was actually named after a woman my mum didn't like at her work.
Right.
She's always very cold to me, my mum.
So she went, I'll just make a better Becky.
Yeah, I think so.
Great. Also joining us is a first-timer to the pod. She shares her name with a Tampa Bay real estate agent, a Houston real estate agent, and a real estate agent from South Carolina. Please welcome Tiff Stevenson. Yay! Woo! Welcome. I can take your jacket for you if you don't want that.
She doesn't trust Australians to leave her
Don't
purse.
Take it personally. I just, wherever I am in the world, I don't know you. So I just bring all my stuff with me. Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. Like I've done.
You've hooked it around there.
That's all right. I know what I'm doing, guys.
Good.
I've only had 3 margaritas and it's the afternoon.
You put your handbag down. Are you going to dance around it later? Is that what you're going to do? Like,
yeah, pretty much. If Mum's I can out. Get some people up, yeah. So you found some estate agents with my name.
So many estate agents with your name. They're all in America. So if if comedy doesn't work out, move to America.
You're going to ask me if I knew them. Like I don't Google myself relentlessly.
Did you know about them?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay.
I Google myself relentlessly.
Hey, how's your career going?
Really well, actually, yeah. But you said you had a Christian singer. There's a Christian R&B singer in America called Tiff Stevenson.
I didn't
see.
She does not have a LinkedIn profile, so I couldn't find it.
Okay. What is this LinkedIn? I thought it was just for like people who do like actual work.
Yeah.
Like
and Josh.
And me.
Okay.
Like I get so many updates from LinkedIn saying, hey, you should update your account because you're on it all the time just for this podcast. It's the worst.
I get emails and I'm like, leave it. I don't want to go out with you. It's like someone pestering you. Too much.
I like it because it says someone wants to join your circle. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, they definitely want to do more than join mine.
And finally.
Gross. Just outgrossing each other at the end here.
I like it. Finally is another first timer to the podcast. He shares his name with a senior transport engineer for the Victorian government, a Tasmanian nuclear medical technologist, and a retired pensioner from Perth whose LinkedIn profile is an Aussie flag. Please welcome Will Anderson. Hey, Will.
Hello.
Will, stand.
I'm going to stand. I have a bad back, but I'm going to... Oh, I'll lean. It's okay.
Is that all right? Is there someone right behind you?
Oh, hello. Sorry. I'll include you. Actually, more than I would if I was sitting down, to be honest. So this has actually worked out really well for you because you were going to get fuck all but the bad side of my face for this whole podcast. I'm a bit close to the speakers, though. It's got a bit rock and roll. Anyway, back to you, sir.
I'm going to be honest, Josh. I'm sort of uncomfortable with the status.
It's a big power play, isn't it?
It's a power
You know
move.
What would be better, actually?
Will is a
what
known
if
misogynist.
I stand here and now we're the same height?
That is great, except for the lady behind you who's... Right.
What about if I lean on this bar here?
Oh, yes.
And then look at that. Hey!
There you go.
Just podcasting and leaning, whatever. Yeah. Ladies.
Why don't you go behind the bar and be our Trevor Marmalade? Yeah. That'll be fantastic.
Okay, our first game today is called Social Me Media. In this game, I'll read out status updates by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote it. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point goes to the person who actually wrote it if you get it wrong. So you can't buzz in for your own, okay?
I'm going to do so well.
So our buzzers are our names?
Yeah.
Or just what we wish we were called?
If that's what you want to do? long as you don't want to be called Will or Becky or Hammo, that's fine.
Fine, okay. I'm going to go with Rainbow Unicorn.
Rainbow Unicorn, okay. Yeah. It might be a bit long, but that's fine. Okay. Demi Lardner, when she plays this, last time she was Jimmy Fuckbin. So, yeah.
Rainbow Unicorn.
Rainbow Unicorn, there you go. Okay, our first question. Your ponytail says you like to party, but your goatee says you're not invited.
Hammo.
Yes, Hammo.
I reckon it's Becky.
You are correct. A point there for Dustin Hamilton. Yeah.
Big fan.
You. Thank you. Got a lot of opinions on ponytails.
Finally. Someone willing to say it too,
yeah,
right?
I know.
Question two. I like the Nando's flag in my salad. It makes me feel like the Neil Armstrong of chicken.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Tiff.
You are correct. A point there for Becky. Yeah.
It's a good joke,
that's
isn't
a good
it?
Joke,
it's
yeah.
a good joke.
Very good joke. What's your Nando's sauce of choice?
Oh no, I'm a little bit boring. I'll probably go lemon or herb or maybe mango if I'm feeling excited.
We don't have mango here, Tiff.
Do you not?
No. Nando's is different in Australia. It goes off in Britain. It's crazy.
We just the mildest. I'm not really a spot. I like what's that? You know, like wasabi. I like that kind of radish, horseradish hot, but I don't like chili heat. What? Facts! Facts, guys! Just a couple of facts about me if you want to get to know me.
Why is everyone in the UK so excited by Nando's? Because when I was going over there, I was like, oh, mate, Nando's is so different. Like, when you go, you will lose your mind. And you go in and it's Nando's with cutlery.
Yeah, they've got two extra sauces. Yeah. And they're like, strap in. Yeah. Fuck!
We are a saucy nation, what can I say? I think it's because in the UK, I don't know if it's the same here, you can get a Nando's black card.
Yes.
So if you reach a level of fame or notoriety, you can get yourself free month-old chicken for the rest of your life. Like, so that's why people get so, they lose their mind about Nando's. Everyone's just trying to achieve the black card.
Do you know anyone with a black card?
Yes, there's a couple of comics and I think some of One Direction. So, yeah.
Question three. Malcolm Turnbull has used Twitter to tell a woman she should move if she wants decent internet. She's still waiting for the message to upload.
Hello. Rainbow Unicorn.
Oh, yes, Rainbow Unicorn.
Is it Willow?
It was Justin Hamilton. Ah. A point there for Justin Hamilton.
Hammo went to answer that. You can't...
Look, to be honest, I forgot. I was definitely thinking that was Will, and if that was one of mine, I think I wrote a pretty good tweet then. So,
I can't even see Will at the minute. Like, is Will still here? Like,
I'm over here.
Having a good time.
I couldn't find a place that was comfortable because I was on the side of the stage and it was right in front of the speaker, so I was like blocking the sound for most people but not for my head. And then so I got up here like in this really comfortable spot, but it turns out that like I really can't see the show from here.
Yeah.
What about here? There's a nice little nook there.
Yeah, but I feel like behind you it'd be a bit like Donald Trump behind Hillary Clinton in those debates. So I just feel that'd be a bit intimidating. Like, you know, I'm on Oxford Street. I just came from the Yes rally. I don't want to be a white straight man ruining things again.
Well, I can't see you, so you feel like I feel like it's John Blackman on Hey Hey, yeah. Just throwing a voice down.
Gee, Mr. Summers, watcha?
And to be honest, I couldn't really involve myself in the Nando's conversation because I was really conflicted because I'm vegetarian and have been for like nearly 20 years. So A, like I was like, well, that doesn't apply to me. But B, I'm probably the only person in this room big enough celebrity to get one. And I was disappointed about that. So I was pondering those two things over here in my corner. Hi, guys.
Anyway.
Question four. Can't wait to die so I don't have to create any more usernames and passwords.
Hammo.
Rainbow Unicorn.
I think Hammo went first. Yeah, sorry.
Becky?
You are correct. That is a point there for Hammo. It was Becky Lucas, yes.
Thank you. Yes.
I'll be honest, it's starting to get a bit creepy, Justin. Yeah.
Well, I'm lonely. Spent a lot of time alone just looking at my friends' tweets going, oh, they're still out there. So.
It's true, I can't wait to die, but for other reasons as well.
We'll wrap this up soon, don't worry. Okay. Question five. Next time a journalist asks, are you disappointed with a silver medal? I hope the athlete says, are you disappointed being in a dying industry?
Hammo.
Yes, Hammo.
Ando.
Yes, you are correct. It was Will. Point there for Hammo.
It stinks of Anderson.
Oh, it stinks of him.
Yeah, that's it.
It's true, though.
Yeah, right. What
the fuck have you done, you fucking loser? Like, standing by a pool going, you're disappointed you came second. They're second best in the world at their fucking job, you person who can't even be in the studio of your fucking job. down by poolside. That's a fucking beginner entry position. You're never going to be second best in the world asking people questions after they've actually achieved something, you fucking... Anyway,
so funny
that didn't fit into a tweet, so I just...
I can only see his eye through this. It's really funny to just see one eye getting real revved up. Hello.
See, I'm so glad they don't have like that in comedy. Like if you do a shit gig and someone says, oh, how do you think that feel? Because I would be fucking furious. I'd be the worst interviewer. And then they've just, you know, they've trained. They've got up for like at 4 o'clock every day for 4 years and like just looked at a line in the bottom of a pool and then they've come second by like a fingernail.
But done a personal best at the same time.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
it would be the worst. Fucking no talking to me for at least 8 hours afterwards. Okay, question 6. Giving up my sweet tooth habit, so brought scented soaps and shower gels to substitute. Just drank a bottle of lemon meringue shower gel.
Becky.
Rainbow Unicorn.
Yes, Becky.
Rainbow Unicorn?
Yes, it is. It is Tiff, so I'll put that for Becky, yes.
Thank you.
I only put that in because I thought everyone would think it was Hammo. Because Hammo loves snacks.
I do.
You're the big
snack.
Yeah,
I've been warned that I might have diabetes. How did that turn out?
Yeah. Anyway. That is such an old tweet as well. Like, as you started it, I was like, is this mine?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
how old
funny.
That?
I should do that again. Like, it's like really just refreshing all my old jokes.
You can retweet yourself now, so go back and
yeah. You can just click. Find it, get it,
get it moving.
Here's one of my favourites.
I'm going to buy some scented stuff for you for Christmas then, Justin.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just like, I know you like a snack because we toured regional Australia and everywhere we went, you bought cake.
Yeah.
You're mad for cake.
How's this guy single?
I bought scented soaps in Canada because... Yeah, no.
Wrong podcast.
I was there for a comedy festival. And, I'm super famous. And
just say the name of it. Just call it Montreal.
Yeah, I was in Toronto, the one they do before Montreal, on my way to Montreal. And so I was doing the Toronto one first. I got invited to both. Anyway, whatevs. And... these guys who were fans of mine came to the show and they brought me all this like weed and it was like a lot of weed. And I was having to fly to Montreal the next day, but I did not want to leave the weed behind. So what I did was I went down and got some of those like, you know, that bath shop that has all the scented soaps.
Lush.
And then I got coffee from a coffee shop and I put the weed inside the coffee and then I surrounded it with the soaps and then I wrapped it all and then I wrote myself a fan letter. That's the clever bit. As if it was a fan sending me it from Canada. So if it got busted, they'd be like, well, couldn't be him. He wouldn't write himself a letter.
Yeah. Smuggling anyway, with Will Anderson.
Got it at my hotel, opened it, had a bath, smoked the weed, drank the coffee, and I went, I know me.
That's the smartest thing a stoner's ever done.
Yeah.
You know you, and now so does everyone at the airport. Next time you
didn't
fly.
I posted it.
Oh, you posted it?
Yeah, sorry, that's the bit that I had to...
Okay, right.
Posted
it to
myself.
I was going to say, that is bold. Yeah. I was like, really bold, but you posted it.
I like to think that when you wrote the fan letter, you wrote it in tiny writing, like the start credits to Seven, like something really creepy to yourself, and then you'd get it, and because you smoke so much weed, you'd open it up and go, what the fuck?
I don't think I've ever revealed this, but I typed it, and I misspelt my name as another cover.
Did you include the line, are you single? Mm-hmm. That's a classic.
You know what I did do? I must admit, I did because I wanted to put in some detail in case it was a cover. And I did plug all the podcasts. So just in case I got busted, I went, wow, they must love his podcast.
I love Philosophy and I think you've got a huge dong. Anyway.
Will doesn't have the self-esteem for that.
Question 7. New Pope thinks gay adoption is child abuse. Since when did the Catholic Church become experts on child... Oh, yeah, right, never mind.
Hammo.
Yes, Hammo.
Ando.
It is Will. Yes, a point there for Hammo, yes.
Damn, that was the first one I was going to answer.
Yeah, I thought it was Hammo.
Big pun?
I just thought that doesn't matter, sorry.
You thought it was Hammo?
Yeah. No. Well, they've been friends for a long time. There's going to be a bit of, you know... shared thoughts.
Yeah. Nothing sus, just mates, right?
Yeah,
hanging
just
out.
Just mates. You know, you've got good banter.
No one else around.
It's
just
beautiful.
Talking.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating the cakes.
So question 8, and this was tweeted the day of the eclipse. Remember the big eclipse? Yep. So this was it. Hey, anti-vaccination and climate change deniers. Since you don't trust science, enjoy staring at the total eclipse using just your eyes.
Rainbow unicorn.
Yes, Tiff.
Justin.
You are correct. A point there for Tiff. Yes, it is. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah. Obviously, you get followed by Donald Trump. That's good. Like, he stared at the eclipse.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely influencing the president.
I stared at it, but just for attention. I wanted everyone to talk about me.
My favourite one was the rapper Joey Badass.
Oh, yeah.
He put the thing going, they didn't have these glasses back in caveman days and they're fine and I'm going to stare at it. And then 3 days later, he cancelled all his upcoming things because he burned his retinas by staring at it. So great, yeah. And the fact his name's Joey Badass is great as well, yeah.
I say that to people about my face. I feel like it's so beautiful it should only be viewed once a month through a piece of cardboard with a pinhole in it, just like an eclipse. I don't want to shock me. People should have sunglasses on right now. This is a podcast. They don't really know how. Like, I mean, I've just turned 40, but I identify as 30, so I feel like I like to view my face as an eclipse. There's probably something horrific to be. Let's leave it. Okay. Leave it.
Okay. Question 9. It's always the people who can easily afford a beer or a coffee who describe something as only being the same cost as a beer or a coffee.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Ando.
You are correct. It is Will. Yeah, point there for Becky. Yes.
Yeah. I've also
Mine are all boring political tweets.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Well, like I love, you know what I love about this the most is how far Josh has had to go back to me actually producing any original content on just fucking plug shit now.
Yeah, he's always just retweeting his dead shit mates like me.
Have you got more plugs than a cricketer's head, Ando?
When I started this podcast, though, it was 2014, and Twitter was actually all right. Now it is just the worst fucking website, and I'm stuck doing this, okay? I'm stuck going through people's tweets, and it is just people saying, vote yes, Trump's an asshole. Question 10. Male feminists are like animals that introduce to eradicate pests who end up more annoying than the original pests.
Rainbow unicorn.
Yes, Tiff.
That's got to be Becky.
You are correct. That was right, yes. Point
it's
there.
Not me. That was my first Definitely going to be you. Yeah.
No one fucking heard me. My microphone didn't work and this side of the room fucking saw it. I was in.
Yeah. Will.
I knew I finally had one after all this time and my fucking microphone gave me nothing and all of you guys just looked like, no one saw that.
Hey, what? Will, this is what it's like to be invisible to society.
Yeah, fair enough. It's nice to have it for what? I mean, you know what? Andrew Bolt's right. White men are being silenced.
At the end of the round, the scores are Will on 0 points.
Should have been one.
Should have been one.
Should have been one.
Tiff on 2 points. Go for Tiff, everyone.
Should have been one. Because she took my fucking point. We should be
I took
equal.
Your space. Did I take your space on that TV show, on the bill, on that this is the UK at the moment. And that means I'll never get on that TV show now because they want one woman out of 8. Oh, I'm crying for you. Really, it's so tragic. Anyway, I'm taking the fucking point.
If it's any consolation, we all hate the bill.
I'd watch it if Will was on the bill. Only if they spelt Bill B-I-L.
Very good.
On 3 points, we have Becky Lucas. Everyone give it up.
Yeah.
Becky.
But in the lead on 5 points is Justin Hamilton.
Yes. I've trained for this.
All right, this round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we talk about an event that has stayed with us from our school days. And today, we're going back to a young Becky Lucas. Now, Becky had a maths teacher who would hand out Mentos to the kids during class. He would do this to every student except one. Who was it, and what was his excuse for not giving it to them? Was it A? It was the one kid with braces, and the teacher would say, "No lollies for metal mouths."
I want it to be that one.
Was it B? It was the fattest kid in the class because he was convinced the kid would pretend he didn't get one and ask for another one. Or was it C, it was actually Becky because she made fun of his shoes one day and he said until she apologised, she would miss out. She refused to apologise because, in her words, his shoes were fucked. A, B or C. Now, you guys can ask as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, Becky wants you to get it incorrectly so she gets your point.
Do we need to ask more questions?
Ask as many questions as you can.
What was fucked about his shoes?
They were pointed and white. They looked like rapist shoes.
All right, I've got my answer.
Yeah.
But can I just say, if you ask more questions, these people get better value for money. Yep. So please ask some questions.
Okay.
Have you had any orthodontic work done yourself?
No, have you seen my mouth? It's a mess.
I think your teeth are nice.
Oh, thanks. I hate them. It's my biggest insecurity.
Right.
That and my personality.
Well, good thing you didn't point it out in front of a whole lot of strangers who are all now looking at your mouth. But relax. So the person with the braces, like metal face, like do they have, like you're too young to have braces that are around metal. They're all ceramic and made of telekinesis now, aren't they?
Yeah, well, because when I was young, I had a tooth that was growing up in my gums.
Oh.
So they were able to use some weird thing that wasn't metal. So it was like no one could see. It was like Invisalign, but it was a thing before that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't understand the mechanics behind it.
Why was your teacher handing out candy to students?
He was a very strange man. He I don't know.
It's a bit Oleana, isn't it? Scott Osorgan a bit.
He was also an actor, Becky.
He teacher. Was an actor, but he was in the Yoplait ad. He was an Indian man and he's and he was in the for years we said, are you the guy in the Yoplait ad that goes yum yum Nestle or natural? And he would always go no, it's not me. And then on the last day of year 12 he said, okay, it was me.
Oh yeah, broke into the song.
Yeah. So he was, but he was just he used to give us all a Mentos to just calm us down. He thought that would calm us down for the class.
He gave you sugar.
Shitload of sugar. Yeah.
Well, it was just one little.
Just do half now and half later.
Yeah.
Did he get you to put it in like a bottle of fizzy drink?
No, that would have been fun.
Yeah. Fire it off. Okay, so how well did you do? Was it maths class, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and very limited French teacher.
Right, okay. Ooh.
Yo play, that's all.
Oh, no, he was. Yeah. Very
good. So how did you do in your maths? Did you
not very well. I didn't actually pass.
Right.
I'm really dumb. It's crazy.
Hey, you do this. Mm. We don't need to be anything or do anything or know anything.
Yeah, you're doing a podcast at 4 p.m. You've made it.
Yeah.
Next to someone really who's day drunk. It's really quite exceptional.
Yeah, no, I didn't pass maths.
You didn't pass.
Too busy chewing on a Mentos.
Okay, so are we allowed to guess yet?
Do you think you know who it is or what one it is, A, B or C?
I mean, here's the thing. I don't really know what the answer is, but in the spirit of it, I think it's the one about Becky thinking her teacher's shoes were fucked.
So you think it was C, okay? Yeah. C, can you write down C for Will? Okay, so Tiff?
I think it was C as well.
You also think it was C? You think it was Becky? So write down for Tiff.
And yeah, I'm pulling a triple C.
Triple C?
Yeah.
You are all incorrect. It was, in fact, the fattest kid in the class.
Oh, wow.
So 3 points there for Becky. No points for everyone else. Yeah.
This was when fat shaming was okay. But he used to give everyone a Mentos and then he would skip the boy and he said, oh, no. If I give you one, you might hide it and then I'll give you another one and you'll have two.
Yeah, I bet he had two.
Yeah.
I
know.
Did you feel bad for him, or were you just like, I mean, fuck him, I've got mine?
Yeah. It was like Lord of the Flies. It was a crazy time.
So at the end of the round, the scores are still Will on 0 points.
Should be one. Technically, Tiff, should be one.
Tiff still on 2 points. Give it for Tiff, everyone. Hammo on 5 points, but in the lead now on 6 points, it's Becky Lucas.
It's good to win. Good to be a winner.
All right. This round is called In this round, you're each given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You get them individually. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person whose fact may or may not be about, they are the ones who get the point. Right. So the first one, to Becky. Now, Hammo is a huge fan of Lost, the TV show, and the TV show The Leftovers. And 18 months ago, he saw Damon Lindelof, the creator of it, in a cafe in Melbourne. He desperately wanted to go say hello, but noticed that he was with his wife and his kid. Not wanting to interrupt, he wrote him a note and asked the waiter if he could pass it on. The waiter said, no, I'm not doing that. And as he walked away, Hammo loudly said, ah, fuck. Damon Lindelof looked at him, gave Hammo a filthy look, and then went back to his meal. Yeah or nah? Now, you can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it incorrectly.
I don't know those two names, so I'm not going to... Who is it?
Damon Lindelof.
Damon Lindelof.
He created Lost.
Okay, cool. What was he wearing?
Oh, really nondescript, to be honest. It was just like a black T-shirt, kind of beigey kind of slacks, I guess.
Yeah.
And but I actually noticed what his wife was wearing more because she had a pink jacket.
Okay, she had a pink jacket?
Yeah. That seemed kind of personal.
I just wanted to check it was on. That's all.
She had a pink jacket, and you didn't want to be annoying, but so you thought,
well, you know,
passing
like
a note would be less annoying.
Well, no, I just thought when he went up and paid for the bill,
yeah,
then get a note, and it was just me, you know, saying I am one of the seven people in the world who love the ending of Lost. I'm actually two of the seven people. I eat a lot when I'm alone.
So you wrote the note, and what did you say in the note? You just said, I love Lost.
Hey, just saw you sitting over there, didn't want to interrupt.
Will's got a big dong.
That's always going to come up.
Yeah.
That was in the PS.
You should have pretended it was from Will's fan.
Yeah, I should have typed it. Yeah. And,
okay. I reckon, the only thing is if you'd done this...
Is that Mario?
Would you have not told this story as a bit?
It's weird. I have told it as a bit.
Have you?
Big fan of my work. Thank you very much.
Sorry, mate. I'm often out there having a ciggy. I miss stuff. But
I know. I'm just up there doing my best. Trying to hang in there with the youth.
Oh, look, I'll say yeah.
It was nah. Gotcha. Incorrect. Yeah.
I wouldn't give a point fuck. I'd Hammo. Kick his wife out the way. And say, I love you, man. Let's run away together. That's what I would have done.
Genuinely, did you like the end of Lost, though?
Sorry?
Did you like the end of Lost?
Yeah, I did. I watched every episode. Thought it was fantastic.
I didn't. So, nowhere else to go with that. But that's I know right. It's a controversial point.
Yeah, it's good. I like being on the other side. It feels good. Do you want me to tell you something else? There's someone lurking in this room who also liked the ending to Lost.
Adam Richard, I can see him.
Yeah, where is he? Oh yeah,
he's
he liked
up the
it.
Back.
Yeah.
Ah,
there he is. Yeah.
Can't miss him. There's hi, Adam. Light on him.
So it's summertime Santa.
Becky Lucas and I, today when we were getting a coffee, we saw a heterosexual version of you and it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's called Carl Sanderland. So what are you talking about?
Sorry, Adam. That's Josh. He's meant to be your friend.
Hi.
Wait, you guys went for coffee?
No, nothing.
Orcs. Orcs, Will.
Anyway.
These two no, I've got better shit to do.
It's because Becky thought this started at 3, so she turned up really early. Okay, so to Justin. You got a point now.
Yes.
Now, Tiff.
Yes.
Once shat herself on a water slide at age 18. Yeah or nah? That is all the facts you need.
Yeah, right. When did you realise that it happened?
When?
Yeah, like was it the top of the slide in the middle or was that the end when it, you know, do you know what I mean?
Oh, right. What, did I hit myself on my own head with a shit?
I can imagine you going quickly. And
The turd made it to the bottom before her.
Yeah, got it. I lost in a race with my own bodily functions.
Yeah. It's the worst race to lose.
No, it was as I got to the bottom of the slide. Yeah. It was as I got off, basically.
And what were you
not
doing?
In a sexual way.
Yeah.
This story's bad enough as it is, surely. No, what happened was I went down the slide and I came off the slide while I was wearing a bikini because, you know, back in the day, the body rocked. So, like, I was coming off the slide this way and then the water came back up the other way, giving, like, a sort of... unexpected enema.
Right.
I guess would be the best description of what happened.
Yeah. So awesome TV show, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like Celebrity Rehab, but better.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like Surprise Chef, but... Yeah.
But more unexpected.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah, just so yeah, so it happened when I got
and,
off.
And why did it happen? Were you sick, or had you eaten some chili, or were you just really excited? Or?
Why does gravity and water work together to become my enemy? I don't know. I hadn't eaten anything. It was just literally I got a flushing out.
She got medium at Nando's. Wasn't used to it.
Should have got mango. Yeah.
That's what they call the brown card.
He's back.
Yeah, I hadn't. It was the force of the water.
Oh, yeah. And so what happened when you landed? Did you kind of do a forward roll? Well, I don't know what happened.
I was in a pool. I got...
Did you swim out? Did you own it? Did you say, I declare this land Tiffany? Put a flag in it like...
Like Neil Armstrong? Yeah. No, I didn't. What happened was it wasn't immediate. I got out of the pool.
Yeah.
I went to go and stand with my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of guys in their 20s who were sort of looking at me and in our general direction. And he got a bit sort of slightly aggro, like, because it's like there's guys staring at you and he was getting jealous. And I was like, just chill out. It's totally fine. And they were like staring and pointing. And then I realized I thought it was the hot shit. And I literally was. It was just running down my leg. That's what they were looking at. So I just had like a little trail of...
Oh, my God.
And then I ran off to the toilets and I cried.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah.
You are correct. It was. Yeah, yeah. Point there for Hammo.
Far out.
Some things are just too real. Yeah. And you can sense. Why would I share that unless it had happened?
That ending convinced me when you just said you were a bit sad. I went, yeah, that finished on a downer. So that's a fact.
But you got the water slide to yourself for the rest of the afternoon. So that's
pretty good. That's so great.
So did their relationship end that day? Or
No, I mean... this is a pretty good catch, guys. I got through the shitting incident and went on to have many more happy shitting days. No, it didn't. We were together 4 years. Then he went to prison for selling cocaine. So that.
Right. Well, that just explained that shitting story a bit more, too.
So he was like, it was literally my first love. And we were in like Ayia Napa in Cyprus, which is like a big rave kind of, you know. I was very cocky at that point and very self-interested. But yeah, we got through it. I cried for a little bit and then, yeah, that was it. So some things you can just get over. I say if it's meant to last, you can shit yourself on a water slide in front of your significant other and you'll continue. Because someday one of you, like you're in a relationship for long enough, shit's going to happen, literally. In the most, you know, you see people...
Well, listeners of this podcast know that for me and my wife, it only took 3 dates. So
oh, wow. What happened?
I had a bad tummy and went to sleep and shat all over her legs.
Oh, my God.
Woke up and thought, can I blame this on the cat? No, can't. And then I've never left her. So there you go. Yeah. So to Tiff. Now, Will, this is going to be full circle. Now, Will grew up on a dairy farm. And used to have to get up super early, even in the middle of winter, to help with the milking. One day, Will was so cold that when he was standing behind one of the cows, it started shitting. Will didn't move out of the way because the shit was warm and it was better than the alternative. Yeah or nah?
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is quite a shitty podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, firstly, not my shit. Like an animal's shit.
Yeah, but that's worse than your own shit, surely. Surely. What's the worst type of animal shit? Like smell wise?
Dog.
Texture wise?
I'm not an expert. I just grew up on a dairy farm. I didn't have an animal shit on me and go, fuck, I should work out which of this is the worst. I better get me a pad and a pen and a zoo membership because I've got a project. No, it was the reason I decided to leave the farm because an animal shit on me.
Right, so whereabouts did you say the farm was?
On his parents'
property. You can ask me if you want.
Oh, yeah.
I was there.
Oh, my God, so touchy over this point still. Okay. Whereabouts was your parents from?
Country Victoria, Denison.
Right. So I've been into regional Victoria. It can get pretty cold. It snows and shit,
gets
right?
freezing.
Yeah, right. So how cold was like the coldest day on the farm?
About zero, I guess. Like you'd get frost. So you'd have to get up in the morning around sort of 4:35 and you'd have to, like I had this ute that I had to drive to the dairy and I used to have to like get a scraper and scrape the ice off the like the windscreen before I drove it around.
Oh my God, you guys in Australia, I scraped a bit of ice. I scraped a bit of ice. Try fucking digging through the... Anyway, listen. So you scraped a bit of ice. It's cold. Cold for Australia, which is probably just like mild everywhere else. And do I believe that you would literally stand there and let it like... How old were you when you lived on the farm?
Well, from 0 to 17. But this happened when I was about 14.
What age did you start doing stand-up? You were quite young, weren't you, when you started?
Yeah, no, 22.
22, okay. Because, like, there are certain things in your life where you go, I'll do this. I'm going to play this out because it'll be a good story, right? But at 14, there is no good story. Like, there's no, you're not going down the line, I'm really going to appreciate this cow shitting on me when I'm trying to do 10 minutes at the Comedy Store. I'm going to say, nah.
You are incorrect. It was true. Will gets a point, everyone.
He's back.
A well-deserved point.
I mean, you may have won the point, but you lost in life at that moment, didn't you?
I like to think of that as my origin story. That's the moment I went, fuck this shit. Like the farm, I'm going to do something else. And this is what happened. That's my... Essentially, that moment is fucking Batman's parents being killed.
You getting shit on is... The equivalent of getting bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah.
Will is now cow Patman. So yeah.
I can see Justin Hamilton's brain wanting to pick up on what Tiff just said right now.
I was too busy picturing the movie. It was great, by the way. I hope it comes out.
How are we going for drinks, everyone? Everyone
want a drink? I'd love another drink.
I'd love a drink.
Thank you.
I would like another margarita, please.
Can we get some?
Oh, I'll tell you what, the barman's got some guns. It was just really enjoyable watching him. I am now just, I'm objectifying the shit out of the barman.
Yeah.
That's really bad. But
she's as wet as that slipper dip she slipped down all those years ago.
It's not dry season here. Well, it's not dry season.
So you want a drink?
Yes, please.
What do you want?
I'm from a moist country, Becky.
Take it here.
Can I have a scotch and soda, please?
Can we get a scotch and soda, Becky?
I'll get a vodka soda, please.
A vodka soda. Anything.
For my Tiff? Lovely
lady. A margarita with a salt rim.
And Will?
And a beer. The beer out of
and
the
tap. And a beer. Great. Hopefully they got that. Awesome.
Oh, my God. You're so low-key. It's like you're not famous at all, Will.
He's one of the peeps.
I'll just have it out
He's
the tap.
He's just like us.
Okay. So our next question goes to Will. Now, Becky...
Okay.
Becky was on a date with a guy when another girl came up to them and eventually asked the guy out on a date right in front of Becky. Becky didn't know how to react but wanted to be liked, so was over-accommodating and started just recommending places the two of them should go. Yeah or nah?
I mean, Becky does...
I've got a hair on my lip.
Okay. You got a hair on your lip?
Yeah.
Okay, so how long ago was this, Becky?
Like 6 months ago.
Already a lie. Okay, 6 months ago. Like, and this guy, how many times have you been out with this guy?
He's now my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so this girl, what was her story? Like, was she just some rando?
She's someone that they had gone to school together, and she now works and she's like in musical theatre. She's unemployed.
Isn't it great when there is one job comedians can look at? But I
there it is. Yeah.
There's just a mime in the corner going, thank God I didn't cop it.
Yeah.
There's a guy painted silver, but he's like, losers.
Yeah. Okay, so this happened. Is she still in your, like, does she still know, like, is she still in your group?
No, she was not in my group.
Yeah.
But she knew him from school.
Right.
Where we went to the cinema.
And was it pointed out at some stage that, you know, you two were on a date?
Well, it was just very clear, like, we were kissing and canoodling. And then she walked up and just was very open. And because girls never take me seriously. Like, they don't... I'm like, I feel like I'm not a threat to most women. Like, most women would let their boyfriend go to Fiji with me for 3 weeks. Like, they're like, yeah, cool, have fun. So she just sort of barreled ahead And she said, hey, we should get a drink sometime. And she had the eyes. Like.
And what did you say? What was this bit where you were like helping her out?
I was just smiling. I was like, you guys should go to... And I started listing, there's a place in Surrey... No, not in Potts Point, called Miss G's. It's really good. Yeah. You should check it out. Yeah, nah. So I'm just like giving...
This story is complete bullshit.
You gonna say nah?
Nah.
It was... Yeah, nah. It really was.
Boo!
Mate,
I know.
I felt like the giveaway was when you said that you're with him and your boyfriend is a comedian.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes that just happens, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, when someone's like a fan is talking to you and you're there with a legitimate friend.
Yeah.
And the fan will go, what's up with this guy? And you're like, that's actually my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. It was like, I felt like I was getting cropped out of a photo. It was crazy.
I don't see you in our future.
Yeah.
So at the end of that round, the scores are Will on 1 point, everyone.
Should be two. Technically should be 2 points.
Tiff still on 2 points.
Technically should be one. Let's not get...
Becky on 7 points.
Yes.
And also on 7 points is Justin Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I feel like... I'm not very good at this game because I don't care about other people's lives. but I'm trying.
It's fine. It's very good. Now, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Say who it is. You can't buzz in for your
own. Owl just come into the room?
Very good. And I... oh, here's some drinks.
Oh, yes.
Now, thank you.
I'll say this now because this is important. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. It's the only round you can actually lose points.
Wow. Oh, can we go into minus then?
You can go into minus points.
I'm asking that for me and Will. just me and Will.
Okay. So, our first question is this one. Who here has a half-finished law degree? Who has a half-finished law degree?
Hamo.
Yes, Hamo.
Tiff?
No, it's Becky Lucas.
Oh. Yeah.
So, a point off Hamo there. How long did you do it for?
Like 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not half done.
Fuck off. What did you get, 6 weeks in or something?
Whatever. I fucking graduated first in my course, did motherfuckers.
You? Did you?
Yeah. This is the only thing in my life I haven't won at. So.
But. It was a Bachelor of Arts, though, right?
Journalism, mate. Another dying industry. I might as well have opened a Blockbuster. I get it.
Who once, during a gig, smashed a window to get the attention of the audience?
Rainbow Unicorn.
Yes, Tiff.
I think that's Will Anderson.
That is Justin Hamilton, so I'll point off Tiff there, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why?
It was back when I was in a duo called the Bunta Boys, and we were performing in Mildura, sorry for bragging, and...
It was
just one of those gigs where you're performing for a lot of people who have come for Mill and a comedy and they're really upset that you're not, you know, going up there and going, do you fuck on first date, shoo up, up, up. So anyway, it wasn't going very well, so I tried to get the attention of the people outside, banged on the window shattered, had a moment of adrenaline, did a forward roll through it and came back running into absolutely no applause. And then when I looked over to the left, saw a jagged bit up there and thought, I could have sliced myself open in fucking Mildura. Anyway, that was when I was a bit more rock
and
roll.
You're so rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Will, and Will, would you be that rock and roll?
No, I've never felt the need to get people's attention.
As an only child who's never met his father, it's haunted me.
Question 3. Who once lied in an audition and said they could play the piano only to get there and play chopsticks? Yes, did someone say Will? Yes. Did someone say Will or did Will say Will?
Will.
Yes, Will.
Was it Tiff?
You are correct, it was Tiff, yes. Point there for Will.
I think my microphone tried to fuck me again then.
Is it your microphone or is it the matriarchy? We're growing.
I think it's the microphone.
Oh my God, you're such a science person, Becky. Yep.
So how far into it did you go, oh, I have to actually play this piano?
Oh, it was horrific. It was to do TGI Fridays, which was a show that Chris Evans hosted back in the... It was one of those early... I was sort of acting and auditioning for things. And they were like, they got a slot and we want you to play... we need someone to play the piano, but we want them in an evening dress. We want them to look like really sexy. Sexy girl plays piano was the brief. So I turned up in the dress and I sat down and went, oh, like literally, I don't even know if I got to grade one. So I just bashed out a bit of chopsticks And they looked at me and went, no. Like, that's... But then I ended up doing a segment on the show, rather excruciatingly, which involved... they did a boxing thing, and it was like a Chris Eubank fight. And they had a... I went on, and I was the boxing ring girl. And I was, like, 18, so I was, like, just desperate to do something on TV in the UK. And that was what it was. And I ended up in, like, hot pants and a bikini top. But everyone was, like... Everyone where I went to school were like, we knew one day you'd be someone. And I was. I was the girl holding a ring card. The girl that can play chopsticks. So it actually worked out in the end, being a bit of a blagger. Imagine now I have a career in stand-up. Yeah, just blagging my way through it.
18 was a big year for you. You're getting on TV, you're shitting on water slides. <It's>
Hey, it all happened.
It was. I don't know if I can ever top that. I don't want to peak so young.
Okay, question four. Who discovered that they weren't invited back to their school reunion?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Hammo.
Yes, he wasn't invited back to his school reunion. Point there for Becky.
I'm sorry.
Like, that's unbelievable. Like, why wouldn't you invite me? Like, I know Will Anderson. Like, this is... You could ask me heaps of questions about
it. The weird thing was they invited me, which...
I know.
I didn't even go to high school there. Right. I told some fucking great stories about you, though,
Thank
mate.
Thank you.
Told them how you loved the final episode of Lost. They enjoyed that bit.
Yeah. Got five more followers on Twitter. I was wrapped.
They said, do one of his bits. I smashed a window. It was fucking fun, mate. It was real fun. Great night.
Did you go to your school reunion, Will? Have you been to a school reunion before?
No, I went to the first one. I went to the 10 year, but I didn't go to the 20.
Were you on Triple J at 10 year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that why you went?
Nah. I went to the... I don't know, how old's 28, yeah. So, yeah, I was near the end of Triple J.
Yeah.
At the end, yeah. I didn't go to the 20 year, though.
Did you go just to get material?
No, I liked my friends from high school. I actually just went for normal reasons.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have a real school, or did you all just play with a big stick? just pass it to each other.
I hear what
covered
you're saying.
Covered in cow shit.
Yeah. It was actually quite a lovely night out, to be honest, because the nice thing was everyone kind of thought they knew what I was doing, so no one really asked me, like, because I had Glasshouse and fucking Triple J, so everyone was like, oh, we know what you're doing, so they would just tell me all night about their lives, so at the end of the night, I actually probably knew more about everybody in the room than anybody else, and I really fucking loved it. It was a really nice night. I don't have a comedy story. I was in a relationship, so I couldn't go back and be like, hey, I'm on the radio.
Fuck me now.
I am.
I knew you'd bring it home, Will. I knew you'd bring it home.
We've actually got a friend of ours who is a lovely gay friend of ours who went back to his 20-year anniversary.
Well,
no, wait. You know, like, you
I know who
it
is. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so
just that you said gay friend and pointed right at me.
Yeah.
I've got a black friend. We're all out there.
Yeah.
We all know who you're talking about.
Anyway. I'm an ally. You're an ally.
So just vote yes. But anyway, so he went back to his school reunion and he didn't want to go back. And he had a friend who is a transgender street worker. So she went along as his date and he was just there. She was in this tight dress and he's there in this kind of pimped up suit and hanging out. And all these really bogan guys all night were going, fuck, like, we thought you were gay, but look at your missus. That's a good party.
Question five. Who was once threatened to be sued by their high school teacher?
Hammo.
Yes, Hammo.
Will.
You are correct. It was. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's
true.
Mate, I was there with you through it.
Yeah. I went on Rove's show, Rove. And I told this story about my high school teacher, which is absolutely a true story. Her name was Esther Cribbies. And when we were doing the Glasshouse, we were trying to come up with a name for the show. And when I was at high school, I wrote this like school play. And she said that I was not funny and I was never going to be funny. So I wanted to call my TV show Stick It Up Your Ass, Esther Cribbies. So that every week she would have to see that in the paper, in the listings. And I told that story on Rove and she tried to sue me. Yeah, she claimed it wasn't true. And my mum was like, I can testify that you cried when you came home. And I'm like, Mum, don't testify. Please don't do that.
It's funny, they really stick with you, don't they? My drama teacher was like, well, you won't have an acting career. And I was like, in a BAFTA winning show? Suck it. So that's all we do. Anything we do, like in careers as performers, it's just revenge for someone that's pissed
but
us off.
I think people get like teachers get a hard time because for all the kids they say you're not going to make it, most of the time they're right. Yeah. I really, the odds are in their favour.
Yeah, yeah, so. True, it's true. But Still.
Also,
I need a reason to keep going, Becky. Yeah.
And of all my teachers, she's the only one who gets a shout out by name. Yeah. There must be heaps of my teachers who were really encouraging, who were sitting there going, talk about how I encouraged your essays in Year 10 English. But I'm like, fuck this, bitch, Cribbies.
Everyone wants to be Dead Poet Society.
Okay, question six. Who, while they were at school, went to stay with another family on exchange, but the mother was an alcoholic who kept on asking this person if they'd ever had sex before.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Tiff.
You are correct. There's a point, point there for Becky, yes.
It was sex and if I'd come on my period. Like if I'd started...
If I'd started
menstruating, it was so fucking horrible. She kept going, regular, and I had to pretend that I didn't understand what it meant. I was like, je parle un très petit français, c'est très mauvais, je reste ici. Like literally a stock book of phrases of just going, I don't understand what you're saying, but she was raging alky. And just come and sit on the end of the bed and then blether away at me in French. And I never wanted to be home so much in my life. It was awful. It was really, I still haven't found the funny in it yet. I felt like at the time it was like one of those teenage, like, because an exchange, where do you guys exchange with here?
Tasmania.
That's why I'm here. I didn't go back.
Made a run for it.
Is it like New Zealand or some shit like
Tasmania?
That?
Tasmania?
Yeah. What happens in this country is the kids try to get exchanged here, but we lock them up on islands. Yeah. Also, so. Yeah, fucking political. But you know what?
Yeah. Yeah, stay in your corner, mate.
Mate, save it for the tweets, mate.
Question seven. Who quit their job working in a bar when a man asked for a beer? This person said, yes, which one would you like? And the man replied, I don't care, just give me a fucking beer.
Rainbow Unicorn.
Yes, Tiff.
I think it's Becky.
It is Hammo. Hammo quit his job. So point off Tiff there. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, I'm in way minus now.
Is this one of the only jobs you've ever had that's.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I was working this bar, PJ O'Brien's in Adelaide, good times, great rock and roll. And there were 13 types of beers to choose from. And a guy came up and he said, oh, I want a fucking beer, mate. And I said, oh, which beer would you like? And he looked at me and it was really aggressive. He looked at me and went, mate, I don't give a fuck. I just want a fucking beer. And I looked at him and said, can you just wait 1 second? And I walked out the back and said, I quit. Keep the money. Hammo's out of here. And now I'm here. So I nailed it. You people are much better.
Okay, question eight. Who used to do pit tours for Indy car racing? Used to do pit tours for Indy car racing.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Will?
No, it was Tiff, so I'll point off Becky there. So I don't know what most of those words mean in that sentence.
IndyCars is where you can just see racists go around real fast.
Right. Yeah, no.
That's a culture in Australia. I know it's not everyone, but...
Yeah, it's kind of.
You feel like you have to apologise to this audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are in the inner city of Sydney on the exact day that Australia's most famous car race is on. It's okay. You can make fun of car racing in front of this crowd.
I know,
if they gave
a
shit about car racing, they would not be fucking here. Most of them don't have cars. They have Opel cards and university debts. That's what they have.
Question.
Well, I was worried I was going to offend a racist.
Question nine. Who had a job where they would have to clean up vomit after drunk bogans had watched a magician? Sounds good.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Who had a job where they would have to clean up vomit after drunk bogans had watched a magician? So, Tiff, you think you know who it was?
Yeah, I'm going to say Will.
It was Becky Lucas. Ah. Yes, a point there for... Oh, no, point off Tiff there. Yeah, that was you.
That was me.
Yeah. That was a little bit tricky, asking to hear it again.
Well, I was like, that's my life, but I don't remember telling you that.
Yeah. You told me 2 days ago. But what was... So, you were a glassy...
Sorry?
Were you a glassy
I used to work at the Albion Comedy Club in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And there was a magician who used... He was the worst. He was...
What was his best trick?
Put his hands down your pants.
Oh, my God, it's a rabbit.
Making the contents of the audience's stomach disappear. Just like... Yeah. Yeah.
The magicians are always like, I'll never reveal my secret. And everyone's like, we don't care.
No one asked.
Yeah. But no, he just was like typical magician. Had like... peroxide blonde hair, rhinestone jacket,
eyeliner,
4 sexual assaults that he's swept under his weird little mohair carpet.
Only 4, amateur.
No, but yeah, what else should I say about that?
No, I think you've said everything.
Yeah.
It was a shit job.
I lived with a magician once.
All right.
Like, but he was really sweet. He was like, felt like a fun, like, not one of the rapey magicians, but like one of the, you know, like one of those kind of would do like kids parties and stuff. And he was quite magical, but he liked punning. He liked punning, and I found it unacceptable. I find puns unacceptable. So I had to do a like no punning before midday rule. When we lived in that, I was like, no hitting puns. No, but you do like a really long story and then end it with a pun, which is like almost getting to the end of great sex and then going, nah, fuck your orgasm. Fuck, you just lie there and just feel shit about yourself. But
the problem with that is that that's actually ingrained in them in their job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually literally one of those things that they learn from the minute they start out as a clown. They get the big shoes and the... It's
and the clown red hypno.
Yeah, it's clown syndrome. Sorry.
Will, are you defending puns because every single comedy festival show your title's got your a pun in it?
They can be good.
Yeah. No, I was actually going to work up to a really good... anyway, there was...
Sorry.
Anyway,
oh, sorry.
It was going to be a clown pun that I was going to do a long-winded thing and end on a clown pun in the same way as she was saying that. I was essentially repeating the form to make fun of the form. Yeah. That was the...
He was doing comedy.
So meta.
Sorry.
So meta.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry. I should have just fucking... fucking clowns. Honk.
Clown syndrome. I heard it. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks. Justin heard it. Clown syndrome.
I was diagnosed with clown syndrome last week. Yeah.
Mate.
Sorry. Shouldn't have said that.
It's the new red nose day. So I... see? All right. It's worth sticking with. Clown syndrome. Anyway.
Question 10 is the final question of the whole podcast. Here we go. Who took flute classes in high school?
Oh.
Who took
Rainbow Unicorn?
Yes, Tiff.
I'm going to guess Will Anderson.
You are correct. It was Will Anderson. A point there for Tiff.
That is actually true.
He looks like he likes to... I was going to say something so disgusting.
Say it. You can say it.
No.
Just say it.
It's mostly
just say
a
it. We've been friends for 10 years. You can say it. Yeah. Just say it.
But also just remember that sometimes he turns.
Just say it. What were you going to say about my flute lips?
No, nothing.
What were you going to say about my controlled breathing? What were you going to say about the beautiful melodies I produce by putting my bottom lip like out from my top lip? That's the secret. You don't want your top lip over the top. You want your bottom lip out, and you breathe over your bottom lip into your silver flute head that your parents bought you when you hocked the first week at uni to buy drugs. I mean, that's my story. Everybody else's story might not be the same.
And
but
Will,
anyway.
Who did you buy those drugs with?
Oh, okay. Well, this is a true story. The first time I ever bought marijuana was at university. I was 18 years old, and I bought it at a Hunters and Collectors gig at ANU and with a guy called Adam Harvey, who probably doesn't like me telling this story, but he's Peter Harvey Canberra. Remember Peter Harvey Canberra? His son. And we were in journalism course together, and he was an awesome guy, and we went to this gig together, and we were like, we're going to smoke marijuana. And this guy's like, I'll sell you some marijuana. But we didn't know that, like, you, like, to cut it up and stuff. So we literally tried to roll just like giant fucking clumps of weed into a like paper and then just smoke it.
A blunt.
Turns out if you do that for about an hour, you still get a little high. Like, just not a lot.
So at the end of the entire podcast, the scores are Tiff Stevenson on 0 points. Everyone give it up for Tiff.
I've always wanted to be a zero. Thanks.
On 2 points, it's Will Anderson. Yes.
Should have been three. Technically should have been minus one. Just saying.
On 7 points, it's Justin Hamilton. So our winner is Becky Lucas on 8 points.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you so much for coming down to the Cafe Lounge here at Soho Hills.
Hey, Josh, allow me to wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. It's been wonderful. Give it up for Hammo.
Yeah.
Give it up for Tiff Stevenson, Will Anderson, and your amazing host, Josh Earle.
Thank you. And Becky Lucas, who won the game? Thanks for this. We'll do some quick plugs. So Tiff is in town for, you're in town for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a show at the Comedy Store on the 14th.
Yeah.
Like a solo show. So just me, guys, just you and me in a room together, just throwing some ideas around, seeing what lands. I promise it'll be funny. I mean, I know you're all looking at me like we couldn't give less of a fuck, mate. live here. We're not coming to your shit solo show. No, it'll be good, honest. I like, if you like comedy and stuff that's good and ideas, then you'll come. You know, Will's seen it. He'll let him. I should let Will plug it. Will plug it better. We'll plug it.
Yeah, I'll plug it. Tiffany is one of the best comedians in the entire world. This is actually true. And she's an international superstar. And despite the fact she hasn't really been that funny today, she... when she prepares her own material, it's fucking genius. Like, off the cuff, not so great, but, you know, mostly shit stories from when she was 18. But in a general sense, like, I mean, even in a game that has not many rules, you fucked it up pretty badly. But when she prepares her own stuff, honestly, fucking genius. Go and see this show. It is great. She has lowered your expectations. So, to be honest, even if it's twice as good as this, and it will be so much better than this, like probably 100 times better, you will also shit yourself. That's how good it'll be.
And Will will use it for warmth.
Thanks, Will.
Will,
I think.
That's what friends are for.
I'll tell you, everyone who listens to podcasts probably listens to your podcast, Will, but do you want to give your podcast a plug?
Yeah, I have a range of podcasts, Tofop, Fofop, Willosophy, and there's a new Willosophy with Helen Razor. It's really good. I have an AFL football podcast, if that's your thing. I have an entire imaginary radio network.
Are you doing any live shows before the end of the year?
Oh, yes, thank you. Well done. In Sydney. Are they here? Where are they?
I don't know. I just asked because that's what the host
Thanks.
Does.
That was fucking good.
At Cake Wines. Oh, you're doing a live podcast at Cake Wines. November the 1st.
November the 1st. See? And someone new.
And I'm going to be there the week after. So make sure you all come back the week after. I'll have different people and it'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Too, yeah.
Wherever that is, check that out. Where is it at?
Cake Wines.
Yeah, I only booked it because it said cake
follow
in the title.
Follow this guy's Twitter to find out where Will is.
It's a place called Cake Wines.
Yeah.
Fucking nice.
It's in Redfern.
It's in Redfern. Oh,
that's quite Withnail, doesn't it? Cakes and Wines.
Yeah, I know. Redfern's also even more inner city groovy than this is. Like, this is pretty inner city groovy, but Redfern's like proper inner city groovy. Like, I live in the old man sort of eastern suburbs, and like when I come over here, it's just like, oh, look at you guys. It's like people are like, let's go to the inner west. I'm like, fuck, I was in Bondi. That is the inner west. So it's nice to be over here.
Talk about.
I've just had a big weekend on the Class A's, so I've got a very low self-esteem. If you could just tweet me some nice things, keep me going for the week, that'd be great. Right,
so. Follow Becky Lucas on Twitter. She's very, very funny.
I'm.
Follow her on Twitter and notice that Justin is the first person to like every post.
I think she's funny. Is that a crime? So I'm producing a new show for Rove McManus at Giant Dwarf, 16th, 23rd, 30th of October, called The Popular Experiment, where we're going to be, entertainment spread across lots of different platforms, and we're going to shine a light on some things that we think you might like. We've got lots of guests. Alex J and Paige Halley are going to be doing movie debates. Adam Richard's going to be in the third show talking comics. We've got a load of things, so if you want to check that out. And I'm also writing a play for the Yak Festival on the 19th of November called Three Dances with John Tilled Animus. And if you like your plays to be non-linear and borderline Lynchian, well, come along. And if you like things that are straightforward, like, just don't come. That'll be all right.
Josh, can I forgot that I'm doing another thing.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm doing the first ever live show of my Willosophy podcast at Giant Dwarf as part of the Yak Festival as well.
Sweet.
I'm not allowed to name who the guest is because they have shows on at the same time, but it is... So anyway, I can't tell you who it is.
I didn't hear who that was. So
it's me, all right? The jig is up. It's me.
Thank you so much. It's been so great to do the first Don't You Know Who I Am Live outside of Melbourne. Yo!
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.